This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, February 24th, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Last week's weather left families across Texas without access to electricity, heat, and water. So Tide Loads of Hope, powered by Tide Cleaners, will be offering free laundry services at all Texas Tide Cleaners locations, which are locally owned and operated. Alex Perez, brand director for Tide, said, "Our hope is to make everyday chores, like laundry, as seamless as possible and lighten the load for those experiencing unprecedented challenges right now." Inspire Brands is opening a $2.6 million delivery and catering-only restaurant in Atlanta. The 7,500-square-foot delivery and catering-only restaurant is branded as Alliance Kitchen and would be converted from an industrial space into a catering and food service kitchen with a public lobby for food delivery services. Inspire Brands first applied to trademark the name Alliance Kitchen in January 2020. Bloomin' Brands has expanded its Tender Shack virtual delivery-only brand to 750 locations nationwide. Tender Shack is another level in Bloomin's off-premise business, which has grown into 37% of revenue for the company. David Deno, CEO, said, "The chicken segment is a large and rapidly growing category, and we look forward to expanding its opportunity for years to come." Authority Brands announced the purchase of Duty Calls. Terms of the transaction were not disclosed. The acquisition marks the eighth brand addition for Authority Brands since October of 2018. Jersey Mike Subs has awarded five $5,000 sub-abover grants to those making a difference in their local communities. The grants are designed to help the winners make an even bigger impact. Rich Hope, Chief Marketing Officer at Jersey Mike's, said, "Each year we are inspired reading the stories of so many who are making a difference in someone's life. During the pandemic alone, franchise owners across the country have donated millions of sub sandwiches to healthcare workers, seniors, children, and more. The company has also donated more than $5 million to Feeding America." Back with People News after a quick word from Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business, tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. In People News this week, IHOP has named Kieran Donahue as its new chief marketing officer. BurgerFi International has hired Jim Esposito as COO. Box Union and Title Boxing Club have named Justin Gattery as its chief operating officer. Subway has announced Steve Rafferty as Senior VP of Development for North America. Little Caesars has promoted Paula Vissing to the new position of Chief Operating Officer. Matthew Sawicki is the new Director of Franchise Recruitment at Scooter's Coffee. Nicole Trakoff has joined BizCom as Account Executive. Connect Agency announced the promotion of Amanda Bilek to President. Fran Fund announced the promotion of Carly Lywood to VP of Finance and Human Resources. And following the unexpected passing of Marriott President and CEO Arne Sorensen, Marriott International has appointed Anthony Capuano as new CEO and Stephanie Linnertz as President. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In events news, the Franchise Show is happening again in person, this time at the Dulles Expo Center just outside of Washington, D.C., March 6th and 7th. Over the years, over 540,000 business ownership candidates have attended the Franchise Show's events. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to great candidates in person, contact Michael Higham at michael@nationalevent.com about available booth space. And I will be there live podcasting from the exhibit hall and talking to great franchisors from brands like Bigby Coffee, Zaxby's, Little Caesars, and many, many more. So please join me there. And the Franchise Show will then come to Dallas, Texas, March 20th and 21st. For more information, please check out franchiseshowinfo.com. Friday on Social Geek, a discussion about diversity, equity, and inclusion for your brand with Dr. Lisa Brock. Please don't miss this one.